You're clicking on your favorite podcast. You have two voices in your head right now that you love and listen to weekly. Wouldn't it be nice to see their faces? Well, it's kind of cool because we are also on YouTube. Check us out, Moist Monday Podcast at YouTube.com.
So there I was at a gas station. Izzy and I had gone after work to pick up some snacks for the evening.
Nice.
And I walk in, I turn left, go towards the donut section as I do for a snack.
Okay.
And this kid comes up to me and he's like, "Hey man, I'm not a crackhead. You got a second?"
What?
And so immediately I'm just like, "Yeah." So I turn and look to him. It's just a young kid. He's very nice looking. He's like, "Hey, I'm sorry. Me and my friend are stuck out here. My mom's not picking up. Is there any way you could help us out a little bit?" I'm like, "I mean, I could get you an Uber or something." He's like, "Do you have Uber Kids?" I'm like, "Fuck no, I don't." He's like, "Yeah.
Uber Kids?"
Yeah, that's a way for like parents to like send their kids out, but you can still make sure. Like if kids don't have a phone.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It's kind of a scary thing.
So how young are we?
Older than that.
Like a teenager?
Yeah, probably like 16 or so. And I was like, "Ah, shit, no, I don't, because I don't have kids."
Yeah.
And he's like, "I was talking to my friend, we could call a cab or something." And I was like, "Yeah, do that." And he's like, "Do you got any cash on you?" I'm like, "You know, I'll take 20 out." I rarely help people, but this kid seemed nice, and he like really cornered me.
That is wild.
And so I was like,
"What time of day is it? 5 o'clock?
It's late. Probably 7-ish.
7 o'clock,
maybe.
Okay. Not terrible.
I don't remember exactly what day this happened on.
Is it the one on the corner?
Yeah, the gas station we always go to.
Okay.
And I was like, "You know what? Fuck it. I'm feeling generous. I'm going to do it. And also, I've talked to this kid long enough that I can't back out now."
Yeah.
So I was going to check out, pull some cash out. And then I went up to Izzy. And then she's like, "Here," handed me a 20. I was like, "Oh, cool. I'll pay you back." Gave it to him. And he was just gone.
And I was he like, just disappeared.
Yeah. And I was like, "Well, all right." And then I go up to the register. And the guy's like, to another employee, "All right, how much did that kid steal?" And the other guy's like, "He took one of these, one of these, one of these." The kid just robbed the place.
And then you gave him cash.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Off. And I was heartbroken because I was like, I finally did some good. I helped a child out. And he immediately just.
That's what sucks about when people
moment,
do ask for help.
The
like,
moment he was gone, I was like, "God damn it."
So
he
like did, his friend was stealing shit. And
no,
then,
there was no friend. It was just this kid. And then I asked him.
So he was stealing stuff and then he was asking people for money?
Yeah. The
That's
nerve.
Insane.
And then I got like really sad because I was like, this kid's on such a shitty track now.
Yeah.
He's fucked.
And he probably does it all the time.
Does it every day. No, the guy's like, "Yeah, that kid's banned from the store. I just didn't want to make a scene."
Oh my God.
And he's like, "I've literally had the cops take him away before." I'm like, "Say something if you see me taking cash out."
Yeah, what are you? Yeah.
Like, hey, don't do that.
And be like, "That guy isn't." And I like how he's, "I'm not a crackhead."
Yeah. No, he was
God,
so, he's a cute, sweet kid.
That
and I
sucks.
Thought I was helping out.
Because now you're like less willing to help now.
Exactly. Like I'm just,
and you,
I'm jaded.
Yeah.
That kid gave me jaded at parts and I'm mad.
That kid, he ruined it for the
sharp.
Rest of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. God.
I was so pissed and so embarrassed. Izzy thought it was so funny. Because also she watched and she knew. And she gave me money.
She's
to
the one,
him.
She gave me money, dude.
Yeah, I paid her back still when I got home. I was like, that was my fault.
Yep.
I lost that money.
I fell for it.
Yep. I tried to be a good person and it didn't work out. And now I'm a fool.
And it backfired.
Yeah,
and that's what you give for being a good person.
Exactly. Yeah. And this kid just now stole some treats and got 20 bucks in cash for nothing. And then he probably drove home. I don't even know.
Yeah. I wonder what would have happened if you would have like called him an Uber. Like, that's why I'm so.
I was wondering if I had Uber Kids, if I called his bluff, or if I was like, "I'll take you home."
Yeah, like,
I would never do
that's
that.
Wild. He was asking for like a ride, but then got money out of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So he must have known, like, I wouldn't have Uber Kids because who the fuck has that?
I didn't even know Uber Kids was a thing.
I've heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah, but that.
So that was a good excuse to be like, "I don't have it." So.
Yeah, because also I'm like, I mean, I know, like, I know you can just order an Uber for somebody, and then
yeah, you can.
Yeah,
people have ordered it for me a lot.
Yeah.
when I'm drunk. Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, I was so mad and so embarrassed.
I always get like
and
every
then I got
time
so sad.
Every time people come up to me, I just no. Like well, I just try to shush it down immediately because I always feel weird.
Well, like a day ago, a guy and he seemed nice. He was on the street. Like Izzy and I pulled up to the bank, and she wanted to deposit some money. And he like gave me a wave, and I was like, gave him a nod.
Old guy in the corner or whatever.
Yeah, he was just on the sidewalk, walking past where we were. Like it was one of those pull-in ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was like, "Hey, you got?" I think he said like 50 cents or something like that, like two quarters or something. And I'm just like, I can't have him come over here while we're depositing money.
Yeah,
like
that's a lot of cash.
Like, it's just like, I don't want a third person I don't know in this scenario. And it feels weird. And I feel so shitty.
I know.
Also, I'm like, I'm just trying to figure this shit out, too.
Yeah, you're just trying to get by, too. Yeah. And those people.
I'm not doing great.
Yeah. And like, the interaction with the kid kind of ruins it for everybody.
It pissed me off. Because there's a few. Or I guess there is a guy, I don't know what his situation is, but he plays guitar and he sings downtown. You've maybe seen him. He's got longer
great.
Hair.
Yeah, that guy's great.
Yeah, and he's not the best singer, not the best guitarist.
But he's always outside of shows and everything because he makes money.
And his attitude I fucking love.
And he can just play for hours.
He does. I remember when I voted 4 years ago, he was out there playing like political songs. I was like, fuck yeah, brother.
That's awesome.
And like, so I.
Yeah, I always see him.
And I give him cash. I've given him probably a couple $100 total.
Oh my God.
Total.
Yeah,
I live downtown.
Yeah, over here.
He would be
yeah.
by my walk and I would give him $20 every time because I love that man.
Yeah, and he's just great. I don't
I
know.
There's a documentary about him.
Interesting.
Like, yeah, I'm probably sure like a short one.
Yeah,
but like that,
I'm sure
that
would be fascinating.
People.
Yeah, because I don't know anything about him, but I see him all the time. So he's hustling.
Yeah.
And he's actually, but he's actually doing. He's like giving entertainment.
Yeah. I try to give to street performers, but also I don't want to go up to a known house person and be like, well, maybe if you had a talent, I'd give you some money. Cause that's fucked too.
Yeah, that's fucked too. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a tricky situation.
It's fucking weird.
It is
this
wild.
Kid just made me so sad.
Yeah. That sucks, dude.
Well, cause I'm just like, you're a criminal now. I mean, like
you were before.
Yeah. But like, that sucks that this, I tried to help this kid, but also it turns out like, no, he's a criminal and I'm a fool.
And you were just trying to be a nice person.
But instead, I was a fool.
You got fooled. And people that listen to this podcast are fools. No, I'm just kidding. I won't call you guys fools.
You probably are if you're listening to the Moist Monday podcast.
No, but we love you.
Yeah, how's it going?
Happy Moist Monday.
Give us money.
Let's get moist.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
Welcome
back to the Moist Monday podcast. How's everyone doing? Happy freaking, what is it? February?
Is this coming out in February?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. It's the 29th when we're recording
I think this is like February 2nd.
That sucks.
We're the second month of 2025 already.
We're a 12th of the way done. Yeah. I don't know.
We're still kicking. We're still doing it. We're getting on by, as the kids say it.
And we hope you are too.
We're hoping you're doing better than what I was hoping for you last week.
Yeah, last week was rough.
It's just been a weird time.
It sure is, and it got even weirder today.
What happened today?
Oh, there's all sorts of shit. Trump, RFK Jr. was interviewed by I think it's the Senate of the Congress because he's giving a point of power.
Okay.
So then all the people, like I know Bernie Sanders had to question him. It's just them being like, hey, are you insane? And he's just like, a little. And like, that's the whole thing. And it's wild.
But
so I will admit, that was another person who made me a fool.
Yeah.
I liked RFK Jr. for a hot second. And then
all of a sudden.
Then he turned. And I was like, God.
But everybody was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
it was shocking
to everybody.
Well, yeah, because then he was like, yeah, I got worms in my brain and I cut a bear's head off. And you're like, what? Stop talking.
Yeah, what? Where did this come from?
Or no, he cut up a, well, he killed a bear and then left it in Central Park as like a prank. Not the killing of the bear. He accidentally hit it with a car, I think. I don't believe it's an accident either. Maybe he just found
it. But then the prank is he put it in Central Park?
Yeah. And he's like, this will be funny.
It's not.
No, it was really weird. And then also, I think he cut off a whale's head.
I mean, it is funny now.
Kind of.
But it's obscene.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
It's adjacently funny.
Where it's just like, what? You tried running for presidency?
Yeah, he sure did. And he had my vote for a hot second.
And now people will never forget that.
I voted for a woman because I'm a progressive.
Yeah, and he like tries to help kids.
Yeah. I'm trying really hard, but the kid stole from a place and the douchebag got elected.
You don't know what to do with yourself.
I'm trying to help.
What do I do with my hands? That's I never know.
I'm really trying to help out there.
I don't know what to do anywhere, anytime, any place.
Yeah. But I did let slip. We are recording this on a wet Wednesday.
Oh, it is a wet Wednesday because
we had quite the moist Monday.
Yeah, we had quite the moist Monday this week. We had our work holiday party this year, which is fun because this is my first time doing the work party.
And this is my first time having friends there.
Because yeah, you went to it last year. It was fun. We got dressed up. Jacob and I looked like twins, but people kept saying, just different fonts.
Yeah.
Because we both were wearing turtlenecks, chains, and we're bald.
Yeah.
With beards.
Beards, yeah.
And I was like,
look at the photos.
And I was like,
here.
God, I was like, I guess we are very similar.
Yeah, we got called the Bit Brothers and the Beard Tenders. No, the Bald Tenders, which I do like that nickname.
Who called us the Bald Tenders?
I don't remember, but we were drunk.
The Bit Brothers. I like the Bit Brothers.
Yeah. But I like Bald Tenders too. That's
bald tenders
really
great.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, Bald Tenders is great.
They might make me a bartender.
And I'm on my way there.
Yeah. That's so weird.
It is funny. Little life update. We'll get back to the holiday party, but yeah. I'm training to become a bartender.
Which means you will have to talk to women.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm not good at that.
No, you sure aren't, buddy.
I've been like loosely training while I'm also working in the kitchen, so making pizza.
Yeah.
And like one of the first days where I was like training, it was still in the kitchen, so I was behind the bar. Mm-hmm. And somebody came up and ordered a round of shots.
Yeah.
And the guy I was training with just pointed at me. And I go, what? And he goes, make them. And I was like, what?
Because also everyone we work with are hilarious, but also they're assholes.
Yeah. And I was like, what? And he goes,
do it.
And I was like, I don't even know what to grab.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Because I think they were ordering like orange peels.
Okay.
So it's like orange juice.
I would
juice.
Grab an orange.
Nope.
Some vodka.
We don't have oranges.
And I'd peel that orange and pour the vodka inside. And I'd give them that.
It's like orange vodka, watermelon pucker, orange juice. And then I think Red Bull.
That's horrible.
Orange peels are good.
My thing also, and like we had a bunch of shots with our coworkers and stuff.
So many.
But they're all that sugary. They all have pucker or whatever the fuck in them. They're called Skittles or Sour Puck. Like it's all that shit.
Starburst.
Starburst. That's what we had. I hate that shit
so
much.
Oh, really? I like those shots because they're easy to do.
No, give me whiskey. I want to just taste whiskey. I don't want the sugar.
If I'm so drunk, I don't want to do a shot at Jameson. It sounds like too much.
I absolutely want to do a shot at Jameson over that. Yeah.
I was doing mini beers.
Yeah. Are they just small beers?
I think they're shots.
Yeah.
They come in little beers and like they're like creamy.
I saw you keep ordering those and I had no idea what they were.
I have no idea what they are either.
Okay.
I ordered them because the girl I was talking to liked them.
Oh, yeah. But back to the top of the hour for our party. Yeah, we dressed the same.
Yep.
Which went over pretty well.
Yeah, I thought we looked
people
good.
People liked it.
I always thought we looked good. You know, I don't dress up that often, you know, but I was wearing dress shoes. I was wearing slacks. I was basically wearing what I wore to Jacob's wedding.
Yep.
Just minus the thick jacket.
And the hair. Yep.
Yeah. But I was like, hey, I'm a bald guy now.
The weird thing was that the party did have assigned seating. And so we were seated together.
Yes. Yep. Okay. So
along with two other people.
We started this night at the bar because there was a shuttle taking us to dinner and all this stuff, which is weird.
The shuttle was just a school bus with a stripper
with
pole,
a stripper
in,
pole
it,
in the middle
and just all of us in it.
Weird as hell, but we all got drunk. We get to dinner and it's assigned seating because it's like this new restaurant. It's kind of like a classy steakhouse.
Yeah.
And Jacob's the table lead of our table.
Yeah.
And there's four of us at the table.
Yes.
All the other tables had like 3 to 4 people. I think one table had 5. It was all split up. One of the people at our table, we knew the day before it wasn't going to be there because she was sick.
Yes.
And so we were like, okay, just three of us. And then we found out the third person's going to meet us there.
We're like, all right, we'll have fun and then we'll have him and he'll be a part of our group and it'll be nice. But then we get there and we're told like, yeah, he'll be coming at like 8. And then it gets 8. We haven't ordered yet because we're waiting for him. And then we're told like 8:30.
Yeah.
And just
we're waiting to order food. Everyone else is like already eaten. And we just keep going like, we have another guy coming.
Yeah.
And then eventually we just go, we have to order.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like leaving.
Yeah. Yeah. Once we saw tables start getting up, we're like, all right, we need to eat something because we've just been drinking.
Yeah, exactly. And then the guy never showed up.
Yep. So the entire night, it was just Robert and I at a dinner table together, surrounded by other friend groups from the bar.
And she's like, why does this always happen to us?
Yeah. And
that's such a funny bit because I was like, I don't want to talk to you.
No, like I like being in a group with you so that we can play off each other. But I would at this point rather us have been separated.
Yeah.
So we could at least have friends with other people.
But we were
and
just,
then we reconvene a day later because we always do.
But we were just sitting there and we're just like, oh, what the hell?
People, a group of our gay table called us the F-slur.
Yeah, they did, which was funny.
It was very funny.
It was very funny. It's like, no, there's supposed to be four of us.
And you're not supposed to say that. I think you're allowed to. You're not supposed to us.
It's not our fault that we dressed alike. I mean, that probably is our fault, but it wouldn't have looked as bad.
And they don't even know about our matching tattoo.
Yeah. I think Nate does.
Okay.
Because he came up to me and he's like, can I see your back? And I was like, what? And he's like, no, Jacob has the same tattoo.
I don't think I told him that. Maybe.
I think I remember, and that happened earlier in the night.
Oh, all right.
I think it was post dinner. Okay. I think that happened. I can't remember. I blacked out, I think.
I didn't black out, but I got close.
You left, what, around midnight?
Yeah.
I was out till bar closed.
Yeah, you were 2:30.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even remember getting home. But it was so fun. And then we were like, let's do a bit where we buy a round of shots for some tables.
Yeah.
But one of the shots will be tequila and the rest will be water. Because we think that'd be hilarious.
So we got the bartender or the server over to us and she's like, well, we're not actually allowed to serve shots right now.
Because
it's a soft launch party.
And also, like, dinner was free, so I get that they didn't want to, because I was like, I'll pay for them.
Yeah.
And she's like, you can do shots if you want to go to the bar.
At the bar, yeah.
But then I was like, okay, can we just send a round of shots of water to two different tables?
So we got like 10 shots of water.
10 shots of water. And our server was incredible.
She was the best.
Highly recommend doing this bit if you're going out with a group and sitting at different tables.
Yes.
Order them a shot of a thing of water. And she goes over there and she goes, oh, here's a shot of her highest quality.
She said, like, top shelf.
Top shelf, highest quality, courteous of the guys over there.
I think we said the bald men at the booth.
The bald men at the booth.
So we were just waiting. Because I sat on your side of the booth for this and we both cheers.
We both cheers. And then they all did it. And then they all just laughed because they were like, was that water? I think that's...
Shots of water are always funny.
Yeah, that's so funny. Because especially the way she's like, this is top quality. This is high quality shit. Yeah. Top shelf. That's so funny, dude.
And that's why we're the Bit Brothers.
We're the Bit Brothers.
Which I don't hate.
Oh, I did great. Great night. I did so many shots. I drank so many beers.
Because it was very early on where I accepted that I would not be keeping up with the bartenders.
Yeah, you said that immediately.
Yeah. Well, like, I had the first, like, two beers and shots with all you guys, and then when the second shots rolled around, I'm like, I'm gonna wait.
Yep, you passed.
Because I am very good at knowing, like, oh, if I have another drink right now, I'm not gonna be fun.
Yeah, that's wild. I drink a lot.
You sure did, bud.
And I drink a lot in general.
Yeah.
So, like, I kept drinking with them and kept, but they're bartenders, so they go out and drink it a lot. I definitely felt it the next day.
Also, 2 a.m. to them is, like, 8 p.m., to me.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
when
they normally get off work.
And I haven't closed in a long time either, so like those hours are still weird for me too.
Yeah, where I work 9 to 5.
Yeah, and you're like, God, I'm tired. It's 9 o'clock.
This is my late night.
And they're like, I'm just woke up.
Yeah.
Like, that's the wild part. But it was so fun. I talked to a girl.
Yeah, you sure did. Yeah, because I saw you start talking to girls, so then I just branched off and started talking to other people while just watching you from a safe distance.
Well, okay, before that happened, I don't even know. There were four of us standing at the bar, one of our bartenders, and then this girl, and you were standing next to the girl.
Oh,
and then
okay.
At one point, you moved in between me and the bartender, and I was like, what are you doing? And you go,
I'm a bro.
And I was like, what? And it's a girl. That's what you said. And I was like, oh...
And
it's a girl.
You talked to her for a couple hours.
Probably, yeah. I sat at the bar, kept ordering her drinks, talked to her a ton, a lot of mini beers. I think that's what she liked.
And then at one point, you slipped away to go to the bathroom. I was like, all right, here's my chance to catch up. So I also followed you, and I slipped into the bathroom with you to talk to you. Turns out another guy that we know got in there. So you and I were just talking about, like, the girl. And then all of a sudden, we hear... Hey, you guys want a bump? And we're just, shut up. Like, why are you, like, I think we yelled at him a few times of just like, why are you in here?
Because I was like, it was weird that just we were in the bathroom together. Yeah. But then at a certain point, I think two or three people walked in and I was like, I got it. I can't be in here.
Yeah, no, that's when you and I literally slipped
out. Because I was like,
out.
I don't want to be in the bathroom with six men right now.
But also I remember at one point, after we told him to shut up, we kept talking. He's like, hey guys, I think you're talking too loud. We're just like, shut the fuck. Why are you here?
I don't think we're talking that loud.
No.
It's a loud bar.
Yeah, we're just talking to each other.
Yeah, I don't think people could hear me. But I think when I came out of the bathroom and I was going to go talk to the girl again, one of the bartenders that we work with had slid over and taken my spot.
She sure did.
And I was just like, oh, shucks.
No, because then I grouped up with the other bartenders and I was joking about that with them. Just like,
they stole my girl.
She's moving right in there, didn't she?
And I was like, I don't know how to... So I gave up.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I talked to her for a long
time. Yeah, just the three of you, but you were then separated.
Yeah, I was like
she
way
took
further.
Your seats.
And she like scooted over closer.
And
like
leaned over.
And I was just like,
yeah.
I'm also not good at talking, but I was drunk. So I am better at talking.
Yeah.
But she's a bartender, so she's really good at talking.
That's true. And also, it's very funny for you to have a girl stolen by our lesbian friend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
No, it wouldn't. That's very true.
It won't be the last.
Probably not.
Yeah. And then I saw her later at a different bar surrounded by a group of guys. And she was like sitting on someone's lap. Right. And yeah, I was just so, like,
not the one.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, interesting.
Yep. But that's okay that one slipped away.
She was cute though.
Yeah, she was. She seemed nice.
Yeah. She works at a.
Izzy knew her somehow.
Oh, yeah, because she works.
Oh, yeah, because she works for the company. Yeah, she works for the company. Other parts of the company.
I think she worked at Woolies, the venue. So.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, so I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, it was a fun night.
Yeah, because I went home at midnight. Liquid IVs are something fucking else. Yeah. I had zero hangover, and I even threw up that night.
I think I threw up too. Maybe I can't remember.
I would assume you did.
Based on how my phone was on the bathroom floor.
Yeah, and the rug was all.
Yeah, because my little bathroom mat was all askew. I literally woke up the next day. Ubered home, woke up the next day, sitting on my couch with my feet on the coffee table, shoes still on, still wearing dress pants. So I literally just got home, sat down, and fell asleep.
Turned off. Yeah. That's literally just, it. It's just.
And then I just woke up just. What the fuck? My legs are crossed like this, on the coffee table.
So you did not move at all.
No.
Jesus. Because I always get a lot of energy when I'm in bed if I'm drunk. It's hard for me to fall asleep.
I think I blacked out. After you left.
You don't remember much.
I don't remember.
Because I left when you guys were switching to the other bar. Because I was like, I don't need it. I think we went in for a second and hung out and just said kind of goodbyes.
Then we went to the tap.
Yes.
And then I think we also went to the saddle.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And I don't remember much of that. And then it was 2:30 and I was home.
Apparently.
And then it was the next day. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because I drink a liquid IV, no hangover. And then something I do if I'm drunk and I wake up in the middle of the night to pee or whatever is I will just take a couple ibuprofen to be safe. And
that's what I was doing.
Even though it didn't kick in yet, but ibuprofen and full glass of water,
get ahead of it.
So nice.
I didn't feel that hungover. I was just really tired.
Sure.
And, but I did have a liquid IV as well because you gave me one early on. Here's a little of words of wisdom.
Yep.
Don't put liquid IV in beer.
It will foam over quite a bit.
Because I was drinking my second beer of the night and you'd give me a liquid IV and I was like, I should probably drink this, you know? So I poured it in my beer and then it just immediately started foaming. Just everywhere. And we're playing Simpsons bowling when it's happening. And so foam and beer's going everywhere in the bar we work at.
Yep. And because the whole bar was a part of this party that they offered another bar to work at this bar for us.
Yeah, so it was all employees
that didn't work there.
That didn't work there. They were just filling in for the night.
Dealing with the dumbass employees who do work there.
That are taking full advantage of being customers at our bar because we're like, oh, we live here, you know?
Don't mind us.
It was 6 o'clock and I already made a mess.
Yep.
I was not off to a great start.
But it was a great night.
It was it was probably one of the best holiday parties I've ever been to.
Yeah, it'd probably be it would definitely be the best holiday party I've been to.
Yeah, because most work parties kind of suck.
They're just awkward, but this is the first time where I've been surrounded by people my age I know.
And it's just fun because you work at a bar, so.
They're all degenerates.
Yeah, they're all just psychos that drink a lot.
It's weird when I'm the calm one.
Yeah.
And it has been weird, slowly evolving into being less and less the wild card of the group.
You're definitely becoming domesticated.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so wild because you used to be Jacob the Freak.
I know, which I think I needed to be domesticated. Yeah. I don't know how much longer that could have gone.
You probably would have died.
Probably. No, exactly. I honestly don't know how much further that.
You would have got fucking herpes and.
Died from herpes died. Related accident.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. You were a wild guy.
Yeah. But now look at me.
He's got a podcast.
That's I feel like this is what all old losers do.
Yeah, they're like, let me tell you about the good old days.
Yeah.
I'm still in my 20s. And I'm domesticated.
It was about time. I needed it.
Yeah. I mean, it felt good. I don't go out that often anymore.
Me neither. I rarely cut loose now. And that was, I still remember the whole night. And I didn't black out, but it was the drunkest I've been in a while.
It was, and I think it's fun because now I feel like we're bonded as coworkers.
I hope so. I'm always just like, I say one dumb thing that everyone hates me for?
Also,
I'm always worried about that.
I haven't
that.
Seen them since the party.
Sure.
I've had a couple of days off, so I'm worried I'm going to come in and people are going to be like, remember what you said at 2 a.m.?
No. Why do you? That's the thing is that also none of them remember a thing.
No, because they were all, because I was keeping up with them.
Yes.
And when we were on the party
and
bus.
Some of them showed up to us drunk.
Yeah, some of us showed up at 6 o'clock hammered already. I remember when we got on the party bus, one of them just kept pulling out bottles.
Glass bottles.
Out of her backpack.
Of unlabeled alcohol.
And I was like,
delicious.
Yeah, because it was like, she had like a tequila, whiskey.
And I think a vodka.
A vodka. And I was like, those are all in your backpack?
And they're all unmarked.
And she's like, yeah, this is just, it's just like a hodgepodge bottle.
Yeah, because I think she says it's for like the last sip of other bottles.
So how long has that been?
And how many?
I guess that is what some people do, and it is good because it's just like a nice blend of.
I guess. I don't remember it being bad.
I'm not patient enough for that.
No, I'll just be like, well, it's the last.
I'll finish it. Yeah. I'm not a quitter. Oh, yeah, but it was a fun night. So that's what we did on. We got very moist on that Monday.
The moistest Monday in a hot second.
Yeah, it was wild that it was a Monday.
Yeah. And I had to work Tuesday morning.
Yeah, how did that? I mean, you weren't hungover, so.
No, I definitely was still like woozy or off or whatever. Like, I didn't enjoy like.
I think when I woke up, I was still drunk.
I never know what that is. Cause like sometimes, like if I'm like moving around a lot, it still feels weird. But like, yeah. I'm not slurring and I'm not dumb.
I felt like I was still drunk.
Slurring and dumb. Yeah.
I don't know. Cause I just felt like, but I was like. Like, I don't know, maybe my body was drunk, but I was like pushing myself through it. I don't know. It was a weird. I could have been. Man, I drank a lot.
You sure did, but.
I drank a lot. But it was.
I don't even know what a mini beer is. I would assume it's a tiny beer, but I don't think so.
No, I think it's a shot. I thought it was a tiny beer too, but I think it's like a shot of like, there's like liqueur in it because it was very creamy. And that's a wild thing that like, I was like, oh, what do you want to do a shot of? And she goes, mini beers. That should have been a red flag.
All right, mini beer shot.
Should learn this.
Liquor, 43 liqueur, and heavy cream served in miniature beer glasses.
Yeah, it's very creamy.
I don't need that.
Because it's supposed to like look like a beer.
But it doesn't taste like a beer.
No,
it tastes. Oh, I'd hate that.
It wasn't good.
Okay, and how many do you think you had?
3 or 4.
Jesus.
I don't, maybe.
But also, they're just liqueur. They're not that strong then.
No, and like they were served in mini, like it was literally like.
Little, yeah. So they're like
less than a shot.
So they're just a waste of money.
Yeah.
Because they're probably like $8 each.
Probably. I don't remember.
That's fair.
Every time I talk to a girl and I get nervous.
You get drunk.
And I'm like, and I'm drinking. I just keep going, you want a shot?
Yeah.
Like I'm just like.
So you just could not physically possibly go home with a woman is what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, by the time I started, I was already past that point by the time I
that
even met her.
That is also true, yeah.
By the time I even met her, I was, because at dinner we had like fucking two old fashions, a whiskey sour.
I had 3 old fashions, yeah.
Yeah.
And we didn't get a shot of water.
No, we didn't even get a shot of water. Yeah, it was a wild night. All right, now it's time for the Elimination Chamber. All right, this Elimination Chamber is movie edition.
Okay.
So we're going to go head-to-head movies, and then we're going to climb the ladder.
All right.
Starting off with probably the hardest one of the 10.
We'll see.
It's Such a Beautiful Day or Swiss Army Man.
Such a Beautiful Day, no question.
Damn, really?
All right, so your mistake was, the way I describe it, Such a Beautiful Day is the best thing I've ever seen.
I know.
So what will ever beat that?
But Swiss Army Man.
Yeah, one of my favorite movies of all time, but It's Such a Beautiful Day is the best.
I still haven't seen it.
It's the best thing I've ever seen.
Dang, so that's probably going to win the whole.
It absolutely, like literally nothing you could put up against it.
Fuck!
You could put a family photo album up against it and I would choose that.
Well, we're going to keep climbing. Okay. Next up, Speed Racer.
Ooh, I do love Speed Racer.
Or League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh shit, that's actually a good one because those are both fun dumb. Speed Racer is definitely more, I believe, it's much more of a perfect film, but League gets me so fucking hyped.
Yeah, League is great.
I do love
League. I'm not a big fan of Speed Racer.
You just don't appreciate it enough. Have you seen it twice now, though, or something?
I've only seen it once.
All right, rewatch it and really care.
I think I gotta get high, though. That's
for everything. That's for any film. That is like a thing, is I do truly believe any film is better if you're high, just because you're more involved.
You're more in it. That's why like when you go to the theater, you're more in it.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, while I was watching The Whale, I keep thinking about like when, and I read that they did this on purpose, from the like aspect ratio or whatever, I started realizing like, oh, I'm looking at my whole room while watching just this. Like technically my eyes see a huge.
Yeah, like, and you're just watching a wall.
And like in just a small square in the middle. Like, do you remember how small TVs were when we were growing up?
Yeah, and it just wild how you can just focus across. Just on one thing.
And like so in depth, and like I'm looking for every detail in it. But like TVs used to be like that.
Yeah, TVs used to be like 13 inches.
And like at the back of a room, and I would watch like great movies on. It is so confusing to me. I remember like my cat used to sleep on the roof of my, or on the top of the TV.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because like, you had a big box TV.
And like she went from like end to end on it. That's how big a fucking TV was back in the day. And now I can get a giant TV for $200.
And then you can watch The Whale.
Oh, it's so good. All right. What's next?
Speed Racer.
Oh, right.
Or League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
God damn it. All
you right. didn't pick one. You can't say one next.
I'm going League.
Dang, you're going League?
I loved League as a child, and it still holds up today, and I get hyped watching it.
League is fun. We just talked about this. The Whale.
Oof.
Or the new Nosferatu. Because I know that was your...
that was my movie of 2024.
Yeah, you updated your movie of 2024.
The Whale didn't come out in 24, did it?
No, I think it was 22.
22 or 23, yeah. Fuck, that one's actually really hard because I love Nosferatu. Everything about it was perfect, but like the whale fucking.
And then you spoke praises of the whale.
The whale devastated me. I've never had a movie just like.
Just ruin you?
I was just run over on the middle of a Monday.
Just, oh man.
Like, I'm different now. I think. I think I'm going Whale.
Okay, go with Whale.
If I would have seen Nosferatu 10 years ago and thought about it today, then I think I would choose that.
Oh, okay.
Because I think I will love that movie forever. I don't know if I'll ever watch The Whale again.
Yeah, it's one of those movies where it's so good, but it's kind of like There Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
Where it's like, that's a perfect movie, but I don't need to watch it again. It's too much. There Will Be Blood's fucking great.
Yeah, but I didn't like it that much.
But it's perfect.
Yeah, I have zero complaints on it, except for like I didn't love it.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
That's the weird part. Yeah. Like, it's such a good movie, but you don't like it.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we can just think of it as the whole thing.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings or Star Wars?
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings?
Star Wars. I am tired of Star Wars fanatics. Most of the movies are bad.
Yeah.
And you all agree with me on that. Like, that's
get
insane.
Angry.
Ending of one is great. I mean, I love one, most of it.
And by one, you mean?
Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace.
No, I'm sorry,
oh,
one,
okay.
One.
Okay. One, one. Because isn't there one called one?
Oh, yeah, Rogue One. Yeah. All right, because, you go Phantom Menace. I mean, they're just fucking with everything beforehand, like with all the Metachlorians and bullshit. Even me, not a diehard fanatic, that's annoying.
I don't even know what you're saying right now.
Metachlorians?
Yeah.
All right, so in the original trilogy of the Force is kind of presented as this unknown, more like religious event of just like it is life.
Yep.
In the first one, they're like, oh, it's a bloodborne thing.
Oh, really?
I can test you for it. Yeah. I can draw your blood, count how many of these.
So that's why Anakin has it?
Because his Metachlorians are off the chart. Fucking.
I guess I didn't know that.
Yeah. Instead of him being like this religious artifact, which he is because he didn't have a father because he is Jesus, but just Jesus with a better helmet. I guess a helmet. Jesus never wore a helmet, probably.
And Jesus also never pod raced.
God, can you imagine?
He'd probably win.
I don't know.
But Anakin ain't turning water into wine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anakin versus Jesus.
Anakin. Yeah.
Even though Anakin's a villain.
Yeah. But also, like...
Spoiler alert.
But, like, Anakin would decimate Jesus. No question.
Just lightsaber right in half.
Yeah.
He's going to kill him like Darth Maul,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, right in the ribs. Just a lightsaber.
Yeah, how you like that? Your dad made those.
Yeah. Check back in 3 days. See how you doing. Jesus. But anyways, yeah. So, first movie... I enjoy it. I understand why people don't. And then you get Duel of the Fates. Fantastic. Second movie, just a pile of dog shit.
Fun.
Not even.
There are fun parts.
Yeah, the ending.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
it.
The battle.
Just the arena. And also the arena.
It takes so long to get to it.
And also, it's not that good. You think it is because that's all there
is. That's all you remember from
it. Yeah. If I give you a piece of shit with a chocolate chip on top, you're going to be like, that chocolate chip was pretty sweet.
Because you're comparing it to a piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But then episode three,
great.
I think it's the best.
Dang, out of the original six or out of the first three?
Out of all of them.
Yeah, out of all of them. Damn.
Well, yeah, original six versus other nine.
Yeah, that's true. But I still think...
7, 8, 9 suck.
4, 5, and 6 are great.
Yeah, no, they're great. I like 3 better, though.
Damn, okay. 3 is
really great.
3 is really good.
Then you go 4, pretty perfect movie.
Yep,
but
Star
also,
Wars.
Like, I don't know. Star Wars started as pretty just like kind of, it's dumb.
It is.
Because it's all very, like, I don't know, like, if you watch any of the other just really dumb 70s sci-fi films.
Like Dune, whatever.
No, I'm saying any of them. Like, I at work, I've watched some pretty dumb ones. None are that much better than original Star Wars, really. It's just that we hold this so dearly.
Damn, that's wild, yeah.
Like, I mean, when you go off, like, spaceship design and all that, and, like, the world, like, yeah, it's a desert world. Wow. Who'd have thunk?
Pretty
like,
simple.
Yeah.
Not much going on
it's
there.
It's just like, and same with like, what was the original name of Star Wars? It's the dumbest fucking thing.
Oh, it had a different name?
Yes. I mean, it never came out with this. I'll look it up.
But like the working title was something different? I did not know that.
The Adventures of Luke Starkiller. Would have fucking sucked.
Luke Starkiller.
Yeah, that was his original name, but then they thought it was too aggressive, which it is.
So then they changed it to Skywalker.
Which is, what does that mean? It's better.
It's better.
I don't know what it means.
Pretty cool. Starkiller. That's fucking
And then
sick.
I think I would choose 5 over 4.
I think 5's my favorite.
5's got more fun five's stuff
my favorite,
in it.
Yeah.
And then like 6 is kind of boring.
6 is kind of boring.
6 fine.
Yeah, because people are dead. And, yeah.
And it's just like, all right, a little bit more of this. Oh, there's another Death Star?
Yep.
Death
Star 2.
Cool. Then you get 7. I enjoyed 7 a lot. 7's really great.
Haven't seen him.
But it's just 4 again. It's literally, oh, there's another Death Star, but it's bigger.
What? We better kill it.
Yeah, and there's a new lightsaber that looks like a sword. Yeah, where it's got that and it's got the cross guards on it.
Oh, I remember seeing that.
Yeah, and everyone's like, well, if you think about it, if you crack a kyber crystal, it could split into those parts. Fuck off. Like,
but why would you just want two smaller swords on the edges?
Yeah, what does that do? Because also there's still a piece of metal between it that you technically could cut through.
Yeah, with a lightsaber.
Yeah. So like if you... Because the real issue with lightsabers, and we all knew this because we played with it as a kid, is no finger protection.
Nope.
That fucking hurts.
Your fingers are exposed.
Yep. And they're going to get smacked.
And if anything, you're wearing gloves.
I mean, that's why a lot of them have robot hands.
That's true. Yeah, because their arms get cut off.
All of their arms get cut off. What? Like, because Anakin loses one. Luke loses one. Count Dooku loses 2.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he does.
Well, and then Anakin loses his other one, I assume. He loses everything.
I mean,
Anakin
is just a robot at the end.
Yeah, pretty. Well, I mean, he's got some flesh in there.
He's got some face.
Yeah, he's got that big old egg head that they show.
Yeah, but it's because he fucking...
Also, what the fuck was that scene when they show him getting that suit put on?
It's fucking sick.
You see a weird just giant head.
Well, it's because he was in lava.
I know.
What do you expect?
He hates you. Yeah.
I hate you. That is funny.
No, that's a great scene. I mean, Ewan McGregor, incredible.
Yeah, cast is great.
But yeah, then you get to 7, which is basically just 4 again. Then,
I think we're doing a history of Star Wars.
Then 8. What the fuck was that?
Train wreck.
Was just such a mess. And like they introduced characters that then they never returned to because the fan base is fucking toxic. They introduced an Asian woman, but also her storyline was stupid. And like they made it romantic at the end and that came out of nowhere.
But then they never bring her back?
She's in 9. I think she waves at somebody once and that's it. I don't even know if she has a line.
What
she
the
maybe
fuck?
Does. Same with like fucking what they did with Leia was so stupid when she went all Mary Poppins and flew through the sky. Yeah, you don't even know.
No,
it's fucking stupid. And then they bring Sidious back and make him this badass like cult leader and they just wipe out his cult suddenly. And like it was through the power of fucking friendship. Are you kidding me? That's what this comes down to? Friendship? Even though you just showed me that Luke Skywalker became a little bitch and moved to an island and just sucked on a big old teat. That's what you're selling me? You're saying this is the best thing that's ever come out? And so many of you fucking nerds have based your entire life off of this bullshit. It's not... You hate it. You hate it. And you made me hate it because you told me how bad it was while I was a child trying to enjoy the stupid fucking thing. All you fucking nerds out there just pissed on it with my mouth open while I was trying to consume this product. And then you're like, well, it's the best and it's the woke that's ruining it. No, you ruined it. Actually, it ruined itself too, but still.
Yeah, George Lucas.
Lord of the Rings. Perfect. The original trilogy.
So that includes The Hobbit though.
All right. Grant, I haven't watched all The Hobbit.
If we're talking all of Star Wars, we're talking all Lord of the Rings then.
Well, no, because we're not...
We're talking all of them.
Well, we're going to say Rings of Power 2. That was fucking stupid. I couldn't even watch that shit. Amazon made a series about it. And like it's stupid.
Oh, like a TV show?
Yeah.
Fuck, I didn't know that.
Well, I mean also, I mean Star Wars had how many TV shows?
Yeah. I mean I've heard some of them are decent.
Some of them are apparently dog shit. But also all the ones that are apparently dog shit also star a black woman. Who'd have thunk that one's horrible? That's the thing is that also just the fan base is so horrible. I don't even know how to... Like, judge things. I'm not going to sit through and watch it. they hate all the ones with women in it. But also, I think the ones with women are slightly worse, not because of the women, just they're bad.
They're just bad in general.
But also, I'm not going to take the time because I'm not. I don't hate myself like all of you do.
Yeah, he's watching the extended cuts of Lord of the Rings instead.
Every year. And they're good every year. Also, all the women in that suck too. Not because women suck, but because I don't know what happened with that movie where all the women are just horrible.
In Lord of the Rings, they are? Well, really? Also, in Star Wars?
There's barely any women in them.
I guess, yeah, no, I can't even picture any. And I mean, I don't know Lord of the Rings
that
well.
There's the elf one and I've run it all by Izzy. She hates him too. Literally all the women, all they are is like talking about how much they want men.
Oh my God.
Yeah, one is like an elf woman. She like gives up her immortality to be with a human and like, fuck off. It's also just her like laying there a lot, just being, ah.
There is a thing that I've learned in film school. It's like the
Bechdel test.
Bechdel test.
Lord of the Rings barely passes it.
Where it's like,
and that's because a small child talks to her mom once.
Yeah, you,
and that's it.
Three criteria. It's like, does a girl talk to another girl, and do they both have names? And
it's not about another man.
It can't be about a man.
And like they barely pass.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck, but Lord of the Rings is so good. It just happens to be about nine awesome men.
I mean, it's sci-fi, okay?
Well, that one's more fantasy than sci-fi.
Okay, well, whatever.
There's not much science
so what,
in it.
You're doing Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
I like that fucking... You went off.
I just... The lightsaber's awesome. That's it.
Then they ruined
it. If you're a fan of Star Wars, you can just tell me that and I'll trust you there. You can't tell me about all the great things in the movies because you hate them too. I don't know anyone who likes all nine.
I liked
nine
it when I was a kid, but I never made it my personality.
I've never known someone who likes all nine movies.
I don't think there is a person.
And that's insane.
But people like all the Lord of the Rings?
I mean, so Lord of the Rings is the trilogy.
Oh, okay.
And then there's also The Hobbit, which I don't watch because I don't need that.
It's so much.
It's also just more men.
Men. It's so much.
Yeah. And also that was one smaller book than these three books. And they turned that into three movies. And
which
also
is
they
insane.
Include shit that's not in the books, like in characters, like Legolas shows up. Legolas wasn't in The Hobbit. He's in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, but he's great.
Yeah. But he's not in The Hobbit. Oh, but he's in the movies. So don't put him in there.
And give him
a dumb random storyline that doesn't.
Well, he was the sexy character.
No, he wasn't. Are you stupid?
The archer?
Are you fucking stupid?
I haven't seen him in so long.
Aragorn. Viggo Mortensen in that, pushing those big old doors aside.
I don't know
one
who
of the
that
hottest
is.
Things in all of fiction.
In all of cinema.
Besides like the crazy jacked drawings of Jesus hanging from the cross.
That's number one.
Yeah, always.
Always.
Dude, Jesus ripped up there dying for my sins. Are you kidding me? Take me now. Holy man. Holy in many ways.
You were talking earlier about how Anakin Skywalker could kill Jesus.
Yeah, he could. I don't want Anakin Skywalker to fuck me.
Oh, wow. Okay. You want that Holy Spirit.
Dude, just a little force choke. Also, what the fuck is forced lightning? That doesn't make sense. Push, pull, choke. It's all pressure. Lightning? Are you fucking kidding me? That's stupid.
Is that more Star Wars?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's stupid.
We're going to move on.
I'm not.
You got more to say?
No. Probably. But I don't remember what I've already said. All right, what you got?
The Other Guys.
Ooh. One of my favorite comedies.
Step Brothers.
Other Guys, no question.
Other Guys, yeah.
There is only one other comedy that Other Guys could even like come close to, and that's Hot Fuzz. Is that on the list?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because up next is Hot Fuzz or The World's End.
Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz.
World's End, great movie, by far the worst of the three.
The worst of the three. I didn't want to do like Shaun of the Dead or whatever.
But like Hot Fuzz, I think
Hot
is my
is
number
so
one.
Hot Fuzz is so good, dude.
I put it above Shaun of the
this
Dead,
this one's
too.
Probably easy, too. I think I know your answer. I was just trying to come up with movies that would have a good response to them. So Alien or The Predator.
Oh, Alien.
Alien, the first one. Yeah.
Rewatching The Predator, I was trying to show Izzy it.
The first one's kind of slow.
And she made me really know, like, yeah, this movie fucking sucks.
But it's like, but it's still like you like it.
Kind of not, though, because it's just a bunch of jack dudes blowing apart a village.
It is insane. Yeah, it's kind of racist. It's kind of, yeah. Well, it's like a Chinese village.
I think they say why they're in the village or saving somebody, but also, why were those dudes in there in the first place?
And then the Predator's just, yeah.
Fucking racist. Are you kidding me?
Predator's
but like,
sick,
no,
though.
It's literally just them mowing down people with giant guns. I will say,
it's fun, though.
A line that defined what I thought a man was from childhood. I remember seeing this at my friend Sean's house when I was a child. We watched
Sean?
It. Yeah. Not that Sean.
Oh.
Not the 10-year-old. He was probably 10 at this time, though.
Hey.
But we were watching this movie at his house, and
well,
little fuse, I guess.
All right. Hello.
No, the women in Lord of the Rings, though, it's so annoying that they all suck.
Yeah, that is suck.
Because, like, there's the one who just wants Aragorn, and he wants her, too, and they end up together, whatever. But she, like, literally gives up mortality, and it's all just her, like, oh. And there's another woman who also wants Aragorn, but she also wants to be respected by men and be a fighter. But also, she's so annoying. Do you want to record this?
We are.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She's so annoying because, so she's this woman, but she can also fight. So she's cool. But then also everyone's like, hey, you need to be with all the other women and children. And she's like, but I want to be out there fighting with the men. And we're just like, fucking defend these people. Like, why don't you be in charge of this group and you can defend the ones who really need it. Don't just want to die out there because you think that's what you're supposed to do. Like, you can actually be helpful in this scenario. And like, she's great at times, but then also she just sucks at all the rest of the time. She's like, you can be a positive force without being annoying to everybody.
Yeah, that is suck. Yeah.
And then also she ends up with this other dude who fucking sucks, Faramir. Like, well, no, and like me as a watcher just knows, like, she doesn't even want him. He's just she's third best just because Boromir's dead too. No, she ends up with this bitch brother of a dude who sucks, and then they end up together, and it's just annoying.
I don't know any of the shit you just said.
You need to watch Lord of the Rings. It's so good.
But what were you going back though, we blew a fuse in mid-recording.
Yeah, because apparently our front room, which is where we record in like a little front room den, is also hooked up to the kitchen microwave on the same fuse.
Yep, and it blew. But you were talking about going over to your friend Sean's house.
Oh, yeah, and we watched Predator.
Yes, Predator.
And there's that scene where he's dry shaving himself too. And it's the same guy where later on his arms cut or whatever. He looks and he's like, I don't got time to bleed. And I will never forget that. Till the day I fucking die.
Dude,
I don't have time to bleed.
That's
Are you kidding me? Yeah. God, I remember there was this other show I watched. I can't even remember the name of it, but I remember they were like, it's basically like what they were doing in Predator, where there's killing everybody inside. But they were like getting ready for a gunfight. It's like, oh, good. These bullets were getting heavy. I'm just like, oh, what a man. That's such a good line. You fucking
That's
kidding
why
me?
I love those movies, because it's just like,
you can find those things.
It's just over the top.
Predator 2, I think, is better. Yeah, Predators 2 is better.
It's wild because the Alien franchise just overall is just so good.
All the way through. And Predator, again, half the movies are bad.
Yeah.
Predator 1's not great. Predator 2's okay.
It's insane that it got...
I think there's a third.
That it got
so
big that it was like, hey, let's do a crossover with Alien.
Yeah, because I enjoy Predators, but the Predator sucks. Prey's great.
I haven't seen Prey yet. That's on my list to get.
Probably the best of
Predators
them.
Is fun. The one where they're all on the island together.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that
one. But the Predator wasn't very good.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. Most of them are not good.
But AVP-1, perfect. Probably second best Alien movie, in my opinion.
I need to get that
opinion.
Fucking movie.
Yeah. But AVP-2?
Not going to ever watch
horrible.
It. Not going to ever watch AVP-2. I don't need to. Okay, next up. speaking of men of the 80s, Total Recall.
Ooh, I did love
or
that.
Or True Lies. I was going to do T2 here, but I was like, no, T2 would probably win.
Yeah, because T2's undefinably better.
But I was like, let's do Arnold movies.
I haven't seen True Lies since I was a kid.
True Lies is great. Julia Curtis?
Yeah. She has that sexy dance.
And it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But it's kind of good.
Because it's for her husband, but she doesn't know it's for her husband, but he knows it's for him. And he's just like sitting there in the dark and horny.
Yeah. It's weird.
I think just based off memory, I'm going True Lies.
Damn, you're going True Lies. Okay.
Because I remember that movie has that jet that can hover.
And
that was
shit,
the coolest
okay.
fucking thing I'd ever seen. I think he also rides a horse into a glass elevator in one scene.
It might be a different Arnold movie. I don't know.
All the
I don't
same.
Know that much about True Lies. I know the game is pretty good.
There's a game.
There's a game on Super Nintendo / Genesis.
Is there a cool jet level?
I don't know. It's a top-down game where you like play as like a little short stack Arnold.
Yeah.
And it's like a running gun, kind of. It's fucking sick. Next up, animation movies. This is a great double feature.
Okay.
But you got to pick one.
Okay.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs or How to Train Your Dragon.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Damn.
How to Train Your Dragon is so fucking
but
good.
But so is Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
But the soundtrack alone.
Of How to Train Your Dragon.
Let alone like knowing future character development in fucking incredible. No, I think How to Train Your Dragon is one of the best animated movies to come out in the past.
I think that's a great double feature though. Both those movies.
Yeah, but on. Yeah, I do love. I really love Cloudy with
a Chance of Meatballs. Is, I watched them both recently.
Two movies. Horrible names. I hate those names so much.
They're so long. But they're so good. And like even the sequels are like How to Cloud to Train Meatballs 2 is pretty good.
I would say it could be better.
It could be better. And then How to Train Your Dragon 2 is
I think there's fucking good. I think there's four now and a TV show. Now a live action adaptation, which I don't need, but
oh yeah, I remember they dropped the trailer for that and I was like, we don't need it.
No. Same with like Moana. Yeah, you're getting a live action film.
You're ruining something that was so good.
Well, also they're building a theme park for How to Train Your Dragon. So we already know what Burke looks like and how it's supposed to feel. And same with like the new Harry Potter shit. They're redoing Harry Potter.
Also, what? They're redoing it?
Yeah, let's fucking leave that in the dirt. Like what we have is great, but let's not give J.K. Rowling any more fucking money. But yeah, they're redoing it with a new cast and it's the Harry Potter, not a different story. And we're like
they're redoing the 9 books again?
Yeah, as a TV show with a series season. Why? For every book. I don't fucking, because they need money.
The movies are
They did it.
They did it and they're good.
Same with like if they redid like Lord of the Rings. Like I don't know. You did it.
Yeah, what
and
the
you did it
and
well.
Also the last movie in the series came out like what 10 years ago? Maybe more than that.
Probably 10 years ago because I think I worked at a movie theater when it was there. And that would have been 10 years ago.
And it, like the first ones came out when we were kids.
Yeah, and like we grew up with Radcliffe. But like, and also merchandise, theme park, we know what they look like.
Yeah.
Like they're literally in the ride. We don't need more.
Yeah, and then it's just going to ruin all the old Harry Potter fans because they're like, I don't like this new stuff.
Also, we all hate J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, we all can agree the movies and stuff are good.
She created something incredible. Yeah, Let's stop giving her money.
And we're not going to support her anymore.
Yeah.
We like it, and that's it.
Yeah.
Move
on. It sucks. Yeah. Same like Germans still use the Autobahn, but we don't praise Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man of the year. Then the last one. This one was tough. I didn't know what to do here. The Prestige or The Shining?
Oh, easy. Prestige. All the way.
Yeah, I didn't know. I came up with The Prestige and I was like, I don't know what to compare Prestige to.
That is hard.
That would be tough.
Because I will say my most recent watching of The Shining, I did not enjoy it as much.
Oh, really?
The acting, while incredible, it was just weird. It was mostly when they're driving up.
Yeah.
And Jack Nicholson's already insane.
He's already crazy. And their chemistry's terrible.
Yes.
It looks like they hate each other.
How did the three of them be a family ever?
You got to establish that they are a family.
At least something.
Yeah. Because, when they're driving up especially, that's when I noticed. I was like, oh, they don't like each other.
No, because he's insane at the get-go.
No, you got to make him seem normal. And then the shift.
Or like, do they ever kiss? Or
no,
anything?
They don't interact at all.
I don't think they so. Just, until they just, beats her.
And she is just a weird gal.
Yeah.
She's a great actress, but she is weird.
Yeah, and like...
Like, it seems like... I'm like, that's not your wife.
And also, you all should really be paying more attention to your child.
Yeah. Just running
I think that's kind of why they went up there, too, is because he started talking to like... All that shit, yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, The Prestige.
The Prestige is great. All right.
So, I'm a... All right, so luckily... It's Such a Beautiful Day will be the last one.
Yes,
so we'll, be the last one. Because there's no litmus. Like, there's nothing to compare that to.
All right. So we're going to go The Prestige, How to Train Your Dragon.
That's actually pretty hard.
That actually is because it's two different types of movies.
Because I've not seen The Prestige in over 10 years, probably.
I haven't seen it in a long time. And The Prestige is long.
Yes.
That used to be one of my top movies. Nolan, fucking incredible.
And
also The Twit. If you haven't seen The Prestige, go fucking watch it.
If I could forget any movie and rewatch it, it's The Prestige.
And I love magic so much.
Yeah.
And it's not even like, it is a magic movie, but it's not.
Right, yeah.
Because it's about like,
it's practical.
It's 1800s magic.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, because it's what? It's Hugh Jackman, Christian Bale, Scarlett Johansson, Andy Serkis, fucking David Bowie.
David Bowie, Alfred.
Michael Caine.
Yeah, dude, the cast is absolutely incredible.
But then How to Train Your Dragon's great, too.
The cast is also great.
Jay Baruchel, Kristen Wiig, whoever McLovin
Jonah Hill,
is.
Jonah McLovin. Hill,
yeah. I think there's TJ
Miller. TJ Miller,
yeah.
And I do like him.
Oh, shit. Who's the main girl? She's the girl from Barbie.
Oh, shit. Yeah. It's
Ferrera.
Ferrari?
America Ferrera?
No. America. American Ferrari?
Was her name America? No.
It's something like that.
Is it?
It's something like that.
Something like that.
We're bad at names.
Something Ferrera. Yeah.
Yeah. But she's great in Barbie. And she's great in How to Train Your
Dragon. I would go Prestige.
Prestige
though,
over How to Train Your Dragon. Okay. Prestige or True Lies?
Prestige.
Prestige, yeah. Prestige is going
to... Although I do want to... I really need to watch True Lies again.
Yeah, this one's tough.
Okay.
Prestige or Alien?
Alien. I think both of those are on my five... on like my perfect movie list. No, like five out of... I told you earlier.
Yeah, yeah, perfect movie list.
I've given 40 movies 5 out of 5 stars.
It'd be a fun thing to go through.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll write it down and talk about it maybe next week or something. Yeah. You go Alien?
Yeah, Alien.
I mean, Alien and The Prestige, yeah, those are pretty perfect
They're
movies.
They're both perfect movies, yeah.
Alien or Hot Fuzz? Don't you quote Hot Fuzz a lot, like with that your siblings?
That's probably my number one quoted thing with my family, yeah.
And it's like weird because it's like, that's a weird movie to quote.
Yeah, it's just Farmer's Mums and Raspberries. You have a mustache, I know.
Farmer's Mums?
Yep. One recently I've been doing a trash brush. Yes, I suppose. I just do that to Izzy all the time.
And she hates it.
She does not like it.
Has she ever seen Hot Fuzz?
Probably. I think so. I think I'm going Hot Fuzz.
Damn, over Alien.
Rewatchability. Yeah, I could watch true. Hot yeah. Fuzz once a week yeah. and be okay.
Hot Fuzz or The Other Guys? I knew this was going to come up.
Yeah, because both are probably like those
top comedies.
Those are probably my top two comedies, and I'm not quite sure which one's top.
For me, I'd go Other Guys
I think I'd go Hot Fuzz.
Damn. Also, I've only seen Hot Fuzz a few times.
Hot Fuzz also has the ridiculous violence and gore.
Yeah, it's insane.
Like literally heads explode in it and shit. Like it's so gory.
I kind of want to watch Hot Fuzz tonight.
Hot Fuzz is so
good. Hot Fuzz is so fun. So you go Hot Fuzz over Other Guys?
Yes.
Okay. Hot Fuzz or Lord of the Rings?
We're talking all Lord of the Rings, yeah. Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings is the probably best way you can spend 10 hours.
Lord of the Rings or The Whale?
Lord of the Rings. The Whale is one of the best movies I've ever seen, but Lord of the Rings is just so good.
Lord of the Rings or Sean Connery's League of Extraordinary
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings or It's Such a Beautiful Day. I feel like this is at least tough.
Yeah, because
It's Such a Beautiful Day
is an hour long.
Oh, yeah, it's a short.
It's one.
Yeah.
It's three shorts put together.
Oh, is it? Okay, three stories, yep. And it's on YouTube?
No, it's very, very hard to find now. Don Hertzfeldt, It's Such a Beautiful Day.
Yeah, and he did like, he created it. He did everything. Like he wrote, yeah, directed, composed.
Yeah, it's about a stick figure, but it yeah. is the best piece of media I've ever watched.
And you said you only have it because you got it on the PlayStation Network?
I bought it from the PlayStation Store, yes.
Online,
because
yeah.
I could not find it physical anywhere. I'm still after that. I would like to like see if I could like screen record or something it.
There's got to be a way to get like a burn of it or
yeah,
something.
Cause
yeah, because I've never seen it.
I think he's somewhat active now.
And you have it tattooed on your body.
Yeah, on my wrist. Do I have any of those other movies tattooed on me? I don't think so.
That'd be wild if you did.
Run through the list real quick. I do have Nosferatu on me.
Swiss Army Man?
No.
Speed Racer?
Oh, I would do that, though.
What would you do first?
Fuck, I don't know. Besides like a Swiss Army knife kind of thing.
That'd be
I don't
sick.
Know.
That'd be sick. Would you get one for Speed Racer?
No.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Maybe. But I do want the Invisible Man tattooed on me.
Oh, yeah, where he's like unwrapping his head.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that makeup, but I would
No, just like the
unwrap. Yeah.
I would. That would be sick as
fuck. Do I have anyone else from League on me? I don't think so.
But you do have.
Because Frankenstein's not in it.
No, but you do have some of the old monsters.
Just the old monsters. Yeah. Frankenstein, the Bride of, Nosferatu, Creature of the Black Lagoon. Is that it? That might be it.
That might be it, yeah.
Wolfman.
Would you get anything from The Whale?
No.
Yeah, Lord of the
just
Rings.
Just a whale. Lord of the Rings, I wouldn't get anything from that. Because
you don't want to be like that guy. Same with Star Wars.
I don't love it that much.
Yeah, you don't want to get like a lightsaber.
Because I know people who have like Smaug or the Broken Sword. None of that means anything to you.
Nope. You probably wouldn't get anything from the other guys or stepbrothers. Yeah. I don't even know what you would get.
Unless like a little quote.
Hot Fuzz, The World's End.
Hot Fuzz or anything. Nothing. If I can't immediately think of something, then no.
Then no. Alien or Predator?
No, because like the only thing from Alien I could think would be is like an egg.
Yeah, that may be kind of cool.
Everything's too sexual.
It's so sexual.
I mean, that's what he did. What's his name? Something Geiger is the guy who designed Alien.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
No, and like same with like the hands with the vagina in the middle. Yeah.
Well, and it's all wet.
Yeah, everything's so sopping wet.
Total Recall, True Lies?
No.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Dude, if I just got a third tit tattooed in the middle.
That'd be awesome.
No, I wouldn't get anything from that. But I How to Train Your Dragon
train
have
dragon?
Great tattoos, I'm sure.
Yeah, get
old like Norse sketchings of the Night Fury and shit. That'd be cool.
Or just a cool drawing of the dragon.
Yeah, the Night Fury.
No, what's his name? The one that
Toothless?
Toothless, yeah.
Which is a Night
Fury. Which is a Night Fury.
Dumbass.
Prestige, Shining.
Prestige.
Prestige would be sick. You could get like something magic, like a card.
Probably.
Card thing.
I would want like the bird thing that
Yeah, because that trick is so fucking sick. Like the bird cage, yeah, that collapses.
That'd be cool.
That's such a cool trick.
That would be. Yeah, except for it just murders birds, right?
Yeah, it kills them.
What was the other one? Shining?
The Shining.
Oh, there's plenty of people with Shining tattoos. But for me to get a Shining tattoo, I'd have to read the book and fall in love with it, which I haven't actually read that book yet.
Isn't that... What's the one you listened to? Was that not The Shining?
No, that was The Stand.
Oh, The Stand. Okay.
Which was incredible.
Oh, I'm also getting it confused. You just listened to the book of...
Fight Club.
Fight Club. Yeah, that's what I'm getting confused.
So Stephen King books I've read or listened to is The Stand... Shit, it's a lot. All right, so The Stand, Carrie, Salem's Lot, Cujo, I know, Misery.
Damn.
I think there's like three more.
I mean, he has so many fucking books.
Yeah, Joyland, and then I think at least one other smaller one where he basically did The Sixth Sense.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Uh-huh. I remember he talked about to see if he would be allowed to watch or write a Friday the 13th book. Like a book about, because he really likes Jason.
That'd be fun.
I know. I hope he does.
Is he still writing?
I think so. Yeah. No, he definitely is. So I've read some of his newer stuff and it's still good. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe he's sober now.
I don't know if he's sober, but he doesn't do cocaine.
He doesn't use. Yeah. He was never
just pumping him out. But anytime we talk to him, I like to bring up again, like he also wrote fucking Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
I think people forget about that. That's ridiculous that he did that as well.
It was also just so insane. Like in the 80s and 90s, just how many of his books were movies that were like,
he had to be the most, like, I bet he still is the most, like, based off of a book into a movie.
Well, yeah, ink.
So many.
Every well, like, also, so many classic movies from that era are Stephen King.
And also done, like, The Shining's Shawshank done is, more than once, too.
And Shawshank's not scary.
No, it's... And
which
it's
is
also,
insane, but it's so good.
I think that's in the top five movies of all time, is what people say.
Shit, okay.
I think they put that up with, like, The Godfather Part 2, and, like, I think The Shining is sometimes rated number one. Or, Shawshank.
Shawshank. I mean, fucking incredible.
Yeah.
So, what would you do? Lord of the Rings.
All of Lord of the Rings versus...
Such a Beautiful Day.
I would do it Such a Beautiful Day. Damn. Honestly. Like,
okay,
that movie.
But you did have to think about it.
Yes, that's okay. The heart, because it's also 10 hours versus one.
Versus 1 hour. One hour of art, though.
Yes, and also 10 hours of art. That movie's so...
It's Lord of the Rings.
They're so good. You have to watch it.
You think... there's probably stuff you could cut, though, from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, all the women.
Oh, my God.
I hate that. I hate their parts, but I talked about it with Izzy. That's something I will talk about. It's like, hey, I'm not anti-women for hating this, right?
Like, you also hate it, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, they're annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also
makes you do feel better.
Yeah. Because also, it's just more so the original guy, Tolkien. Although I would assume there's a lot more in his books, because those books are supposed to be exhausting.
Well, and also, it's just...
I will never read Lord
I don't
of the
know
Rings.
If I ever could, because it's so much big words.
Yeah.
And just made up words.
I think he wrote a few pages on, like, grass. Just the description of it.
I mean, he's a fucking nerd.
Yeah. But if you want to really appreciate writing, watch The Whale. It's so fucking good.
I need to watch The
it
Whale.
It will ruin your day.
I need to watch it. It's on
and
my
you
list.
You have to, like, really... You have to be ready to watch it and, like, not have a lot left planned for your day.
So don't watch it and then go to bed.
I mean, you could.
And then I just lay in bed, go, what am I doing?
You'll get a whale tattoo.
I want to get more tattoos.
Yeah.
I want two X's on my arm.
Stop. You have too many X's on you already. You have too many number stuff.
I want two X's right here.
Why?
I don't know.
Then, because you asked me to do it and I said no.
You said you would tattoo me.
Yeah, not two X's on your arm.
Why not?
Arm.
That's something I believe that you could do for me.
Yeah, but that's stupid.
I don't trust you doing anything else than X's.
That's fair.
See?
But I don't want to do them there.
I want them there.
Pay someone else.
I wasn't going to pay you.
Exactly. Pay someone to do it so you have to spend money on that dumbass tattoo. So you have a couple X's on your other arm, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it for X's.
Yeah. That's two. You only have six tattoos.
A lot of them are numbers.
Yeah. Two of them?
Yeah. Third.
Is there a third with numbers on it?
I forgot.
So you have 23 and 27 tattooed on
yeah.
you.
Make this 31. Yep.
That'd be 30. Or no, that'd be 20. Two X's is 20.
Yeah, but what if I just did 31 here? Every 4 years?
Nope.
That's what I'm doing. 23, 27,
mm-hmm.
31. Then I got 10 years left. All right.
I guess we don't know where we're at time wise.
We can end it there. I don't care.
Do you have anything else?
No.
Three.
I just want more tattoos, and yeah. Jacob won't tattoo me.
Not that.
It's my body.
Yeah, it's my choice.
That's not how it works.
For tattoos, it is.
No, it's not.
With both of our choices and your body. I'm choosing no.
You can't. Izzy will do it.
No, she will.
She'll do it.
I don't think so.
Actually, I don't want her to do it.
No.
She'd probably mess it up.
You think I won't?
It's an axe.
Yeah, I'll fuck it up on purpose.
Yeah, and then I'll be like, my best friend tattooed these on me. That's a story.
It's a swastika.
Melanoma.
What?
It's a reference from Love.
Oh, okay.
He goes to a party and this guy is like getting tattoos from people because he's like, this is how I meet people.
Oh.
And so he circles a mole on this guy's back and just writes melanoma.
That's pretty good.
And he goes, what the fuck is that? And he goes, oh, melanoma, like skin cancer. And he goes, you tattooed skin cancer? And he goes, yeah, that was funny.
It's funny.
And then the guy got really mad.
That's fair.
Love's a great show. But this has been the Moist Monday podcast. What?
Hope you guys had fun.
We always have fun. It's fun to talk movies. It's fun to hear Jacob go on rants.
Yeah.
Even though I don't understand half the words he says.
Star Wars isn't very good, and you're wrong.
Well, you said they all agree it's bad.
But then they still love it, and I don't understand it. I think because they love to hate things, which I also do.
Yeah, you love to hate things.
I do. It's fun. Having opinions is fun.
People hate this show.
That's true. People hate this.
We got to make money on this.
I'll kill you.
This is the Moist Monday podcast. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads, Parler, Blue Sky, all that other shit.
Sure.
Subscribe to us on YouTube. Rate us 5 stars. Share the podcast with an enemy. Share it with a friend.
Whatever you want.
Share it with your gas station attendant, Nathan.
But hey, keep it moist out there.
Yeah, and send us an email, moistmoneypodcast@gmail.com. I forgot. I think I covered everything.
Oh, yeah, also watch Killing of a Sacred Deer.
That yes.
February's Moist Movie of the Month.
That's February's Moist Movie of the Month.
Sorry if it's a bummer. The wheel decided.
The wheel. It's going to be a weird year, but I'm here for it.
Wheel.
Wheel.
Weird wheel year.
Wheel wear year.
Yep.
Wheel wear year.
Bye.
Dry bones. Lazy bones. Big bones. Dance around in your bones.